hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And, you know, we're kicking off 2014 with a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we finished out last year with a flurry of activity, traveling down to Marathon, doing the Christmas crap extravaganza play.
I see what you did there.
What's
a
that?
Flurry in December.
Yeah.
Like a snow thing. That was good.
Yeah.
Nice work.
And I'm getting ready to head out on a major scuba radio scuba cruise with Explorer Ventures and Scuba Pro and our friends from Dive Training here in a couple weeks. I can't wait. Nice. Bill will be left here back in the studio in
Thanks.
A 4x4 room. No
Thanks.
Windows.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. But the guy, you know, don't blame me, Bill. Blame Clay from Explorer Ventures, who's on the line right now.
I don't think that I have to blame Clay from Explorer Ventures.
I don't know, Clay. Can he blame you? Can't he? He should.
You know, everybody else does. I don't see why he shouldn't join the club.
That's right.
But, you know, I just want you to know, you know, Bill's going to be in a 4x4 room, but it's supposed to be a hot 2 degrees here tomorrow, so I'm a little bit damn jealous, too.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So, yeah, Clay's in Wyoming. He's not going on the trip either. And it's like, what is it, 30 below there today or something crazy? It's insane where you're living.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. I think it's supposed to be 15 below tonight, maybe a high of 2 tomorrow. So it's
okay.
Not supposed to be that bad. But,
All right.
We're making it through. But, if that trip hadn't filled up, and I don't know who everybody wanted to travel with. I'm sure it wasn't you, but I'm not sure who it was.
No, I'm sure it was Mermaid Tiffany.
I think it was probably all the free Scuba Pro stuff.
It could have been. Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of Scuba Pro gear on board. And, well, Mermaid Tiffany's going to be on board as well. So she's quite a draw.
Okay, well, that.
Yeah, but much bigger draw than me. So maybe that was what it was. Yeah.
That's true.
It's going to be a big time.
She appeals to a much different demographic.
I don't know what to think of that, and hopefully she's not listening, so we'll just leave it alone. but we'll have a big old time.
I got you speechless for at least 2 seconds. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I'm kind of slow. I'm still recovering from the holiday festivities, so, you know, maybe hungover, that kind of thing. Bill's looking at me like he wants to chime in on something like this.
No, I'm good. Thanks for asking. But no, I'm not blaming Clay because I don't get to go because I know that he also doesn't get to go, and he's the man in command at Explorer Ventures.
Yes. Well, maybe you ought to go to Wyoming, and then you two can get together. And...
No, thank you. No.
No?
No. Okay. I moved from where
fantastic.
It snows.
It sounds fantastic. Is that what you said, Clay? I don't think that's what he said.
I said the skiing's fantastic.
Oh, the skiing's fantastic.
I mean, I don't know. You know, there's not a whole huge number of gung-ho divers in Wyoming. There's a lot of divers, just like Colorado has a lot of divers. But, it's not like you can really do a lot of local diving. So, I mean, you gotta go to Caribbean locations. You gotta go to Maldives, Galapagos, anywhere that there's outstanding diving to really get your fix. It's sort of disconcerting, actually, now that I mention it.
Yeah, well, when you're there. Thinking like, okay, that sounds really good. I own the company. Maybe I should go on one of my own traps. That could be. But I wonder how many people actually took our advice. I know there's been a few, but given the gift of scuba and for Christmas, they gave the buddy on their list or a diver on their list, a Explorer Ventures liveaboard. That would have been the ultimate gift for sure. And I know it. If you didn't, and you have a few extra bucks of Christmas cash that you received, you guys are offering up some really great specials right now for people to make that happen. It's not too late to make one of those adventures happen, right, Clay?
Yeah, we've got some great deals going on right now. We've got for the month of January, we've got $500 off on a selection of probably 15 or so trips on Caribbean Explorer 2 in the Northeastern Caribbean.
Wow.
We've got some trips on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 and the Turks and Caicos that are discounted. Those will be announced on Monday on Facebook and through our newsletter and our website as well. And plus some great deals in the Maldives, the Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives, which is one of those boats that you've been on more often than I have.
Yes.
Which is another major annoyance of mine. I'm going to have to talk to you about that later.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, for the record, just for the record, the Scuba Cowboy is putting the finishing touches on a new song for the Carpe Vita liveaboard.
Oh, cool.
In the Maldives. So
that's almost done, huh?
It took, what, 6 months? I don't know. You can't rush magic. You know what I'm saying? The magic or you can't rush a musician or an artist. I don't know. What is the saying, Bill? Is there one?
I think you're making up the saying that you're trying to describe.
Exactly. But yeah, it's taken a little bit longer than
I'm going to. I'm going to stick the radio in my truck on like Top 40 on XM, and I'll be looking forward to hearing it here shortly.
Yes, well, the Scuba Cowboy, we're going to talk to him about that. I'm putting him on the spot right now. He's probably scrambling, listening right now, going, "Oh crap, I got to finish that." No, it's done. It's at it's in the mixing stage or mastering stage right now.
And just so you know, Clay, one of the problems was he couldn't come up with a good rhyme, so actually, I, being the wordsmith that I am, helped him because he was having trouble coming up with a rhyme for Carpe Vita.
No, Carpe Vita. I ate a pita on the Carpe Vita.
Yeah, well, that was what he had.
No, that's
what
I
gave him.
Yeah,
and
which explains why it's taken so long.
Yeah, so he had to scrap that entirely, and now it's on the Carpe Vita. None of the fish will eat you. And that's actually working out much better.
Living La Vogue Loca Livida. No, something like that. Yeah. It sounded good in my brain, but when it came out, it didn't
I can imagine.
Rhyme.
Since you get the echo.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's that kind of support that has kept us on the air for almost 17 years. Anyway.
Sounds like we're in an auditorium in your brain.
A lot of great specials with Explorer Ventures being released on Monday for 2014. So they can get those on the Explorer Ventures Facebook page or go to exploreventures.com and sign up for the Explorer Ventures newsletter. Right, Clay? That's how you need to be in the know when these specials pop up. Am I correct?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we put it out on the newsletter and on the Facebook page at the same time. The Facebook is probably the quickest way, because that's instant notification, and of course visit our website too at exploreventures.com.
Yeah, and of course we talk about them here on Scuba Radio, but the key is to be one of the first people to get to them, because once they announce these specials, they have a tendency to fill up very quickly. So you got to move quick, be in the know in that regard. So make sure you do that. Or 1-800-322-3577. All right, well, Clay, 2 weeks. We're in Sabo, we're in St. Kitts. Not too late for you to come on board as well. I mean, you can squeeze on his crew or something, right? Or, mascot?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It doesn't really work, unfortunately. You know, I spent so many years sleeping on a sun deck or sleeping in the pilot house when the boat was full. And at some point in time, I just got old and spoiled, I guess. I just, I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, then don't come, because I have a feeling if you do, I'll get kicked off. So maybe you should stay home for this one. I got to be careful here what I say. But I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sorry I'm missing the trip.
Yes. Well, we'll have to plan another one. I mean, we're already in discussions. We're planning something to do something again here real soon.
You know, to get yourself in the mood, maybe what you want to do is clear out enough snow on your veranda, mm-hmm. and just go out there, sit out there in your board shorts and a t-shirt, and just feel like you're in the Caribbean.
Hmm.
That's a good idea. Maybe I could, you know, stand on one of the stand under one of the downspouts on the gutter system that's pouring water on my face, feel like I'm underwater even.
That'd be nice. You know, before you do that, when it's 2 degrees outside or minus 15, dial 911 first.
Yeah. And,
let them know you're going outside.
And film it. Make sure you film it, because that'd be a great YouTube video. I like how this is going. It's giving me some ideas now that you mention it. But, all right, well, Clay, thank you so much. We appreciate you making all this stuff possible. We look forward to having a great 2014 with the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. And, of course, that is Explore Adventures. ExploreAdventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. More coming up here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a scam.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the producer with me as well. You know, okay, so I got a new ride for the holidays, a bright, shiny new HHR, Chevy HHR Super Sport. It's a sweet ride. It's bright. I mean, this thing is, it will blind you. It is about as diver as you can get. I mean, if I put a white stripe across this thing, this will be a dive flag on wheels.
It is shaped a little bit like a Florida spiny lobster.
It does.
I won't lie.
Right. So I could go with the lobster thing. I could go with the dive flag thing. I have a lot of options, but I'm blinging it out. But I'm not the only one with a new ride. You know, our buddy Big Wave Dave has just picked up a new vehicle for the Be a Diver pool, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I'm doing good. All I know is it's freezing up here in the Great White North.
Yes, but you got a new ride. It has heated seats. You know, it's like Merry Christmas to Dave kind of thing. I don't know.
It's just a bad.
Yeah?
The old sled was getting a little old. It was like 276 miles on it, so it's time for a new one.
Yeah, time for a new one. So, I mean, you got to have a nice vehicle to, especially in those cold areas where you have a tendency to be, you know, like this weekend. You got to have a nice vehicle to tow that.
I'm in Chicago right now because the temperature's dropping tonight. It's going to be like cold tomorrow.
Yeah. Cold. But you got heated seats, you were telling me before the show. So I know you're equipped in that regard. But what about, I've been talking about my new ride where I'm adding little bling things, little diver bling things. I even got little valve stem, caps for my tires.
He is so freaking impressed with these valve cap stems or valve stem caps.
Yeah, I don't know what's
he thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread because it's got a little dive flag on it.
Yeah.
Couldn't he have done that with...
Oh, wow. I remember those for the big truck.
You need a magnifying glass to see that it's a dive flag, but the fact that you know it's there now, it'll give you a reason to look closer, I guess, right? So that's kind of cool.
Especially a bigger magnifying glass that when you hit that certain age, right?
Well, what are you trying to say exactly? Yeah, okay, whatever. But what do you got on the new Be a Diver truck? Is it all decked out and wrapped up with diving stuff, or have you got that?
Not yet. Literally, it's 1 week old, so everything's going to probably wait till March when I get the.
Yeah.
I leave the house on Tuesday, and I got about 2 months straight.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't the old one, wasn't it wrapped up with some diver stuff on it, or no? Or am I,
not really.
Or is that
we
the
have
trailer?
Open the doors, but that's what we have. The trailer's the thing that's all wrapped up.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, they got a nice diving motif on the trailer when it's cruising down the highway. Like, hey, check it out. There's a diver in the fast lane. That's weird. He's swimming right past me. Good stuff. So you're in Chicago this weekend at the Adventure Show. And that goes from when to when, or is that just this weekend?
It's actually next weekend, Saturday.
Oh, next weekend,
Sunday.
Okay.
And then from there, I actually stay in Chicago for the boat show, and then I'm down in Nashville, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Charlotte, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., all over, Our World Underwater. Just going to be a driving pool this spring.
Yeah, so he sets up this giant pool so people can try diving. You can go to beadiver.com. And check in with where Dave is going to be. But these events are, you know, like boat shows, adventure shows, and things like that. I don't know. Is there any plans to expand the tour out a little bit, Dave, into different venues? I'm wondering, as much as you're running around, you ought to go set up the Be a Diver pool by, you know, one of those, like, American Idol audition sites or something for a couple days. Because I've seen some of those places, and all the kids are out there, and they're sweating like pigs if it's hot outside. You set up the pool next to him. Hey, try diving. Then you can work on your singing later, you know, kind of thing.
Hey, that'd be a thought. Why don't you make some contests and get into there? Now, we got a pretty busy winter with both those travel shows. We're always looking for new venues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people at, and the people want to try diving.
Yeah, but Dave's like, Craig, don't give him any ideas. I'm already working like every weekend as it is. So, yeah, I know. But it's good stuff. It's a good program. And I don't know. So you're Chicago, and then you said Nashville. What's going on in Nashville? Is that another adventure show?
Boat show.
Oh, that's a boat show. Okay. And are you seeing much difference between the folks at the adventure show compared to a boating show? I mean, or is that the same demographics, same type of folks, or what?
Well, you know, your boaters can tend to be a lot more local divers because, you know, if they have a boat on a lake, you know, they may get some line in their fishing, in their prop, or they want to see what's on the bottom. So, you know, if you're a diver, it gives you another reason to use your boat.
Right. Yeah, maintenance, if nothing else. Like you said, you got to go under the boat sometimes, clean it up, and that kind of forces them in the water. And then they're like, hey, wait a minute, look at all this cool stuff under here. Maybe I ought to give this a go. So you're just there to kind
of... Some of the areas you go to, you can actually spearfish in some of the lakes. So there's all kinds of cool stuff to do.
Right. So you're just there as a little reminder for those boaters at the boat shows where you can kind of push them off their boat and into the water. So it's a great little outreach.
Yeah, just like you know, you started out scuba, now you're into boating, and then the flying. So, you know, it's where the divers are at.
Yeah, I went the other way. I went, you know, usually, you know, it's people go from the surface into the water. I started from the bottom and worked my way out added those elements into
it. Worked your way up to the skies now,
and then
too,
when,
right?
Yeah, and when I get up in the
sleeping
plane.
With the fishes to the top.
I'm going to complete the circle and jump out of a plane back into the water. It'd be the biggest giant stride entry ever.
I'll let you do, not me.
You're not game. You won't be my buddy on that one, huh?
I won't be jumping out of the plane. I don't think so.
No. In fact, he won't even be in the water underneath you when you jump out of the plane.
Well, I may not tell him where I'm at. Yeah, that's how I got away with it for most of 2013.
I understand.
I didn't tell anybody. Hey, by the way, do you know that your life was in jeopardy today? I was flying right above you. Yeah, anyway, it could happen again. All right, Dave, well, I'll let you get back to your heated seats and your new ride there with the Be a Diver pool. We thank you for checking in, and we'll get updates accordingly over 2014. Sound like a plan or what?
Sounds like a plan. Hey, check out BeDiver.com. I'll probably be in your neck of the woods sometime soon. And the last thing I have to say is go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. Go Pack Snow? Is that what he said?
Yeah, Go Pack Snow. BeADiver.com. Check that out. And apparently Cheese Eaters Rule.
Yeah, I've heard this. When you talk to Dave, at least. Yeah.
I hope Dave stays warm.
Yeah, well, he has heated seats in that new ride. So.
I think there's more to it than just the heated seats.
As long as the tushy's warm, what else do you need, Bill? Seriously.
Most everything.
Really?
Quite honestly, yeah. My expectation level moves dramatically beyond just keeping my tush warm. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of the whole area.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Now he's like, well, okay, now that you say it like that.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Devoted to Diving, Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Coming up, we're going to check in with the Scuba Cowboy, see how he spent his New Year's Eve. I'm guessing he was gigging and not for lobster or frogs or anything like that. I mean, he was actually playing music there in Colorado. And I know he's been finishing up this song for the Carpe Vita Live Aboard and the Maldives. Actually, he finished it a while ago. It's been in the mixing phase. So, you know, he creates the music, writes the songs, and records them. And he sends off the masters off to a mix master. Yeah, he does. You're looking up like at me. Why didn't he send them to me? Right, Bill? Is that what you're thinking?
Why not indeed? Well, I could have had this done months ago.
Well, actually, we're talking about doing just that. After he saw what I did at the Dima show. You know, it's like, there's no way in hell I'll never let you touch my music again.
But you're talking.
Yeah,
we're talking
about it.
You're kind of far apart right now.
You know,
but
the
it
whole
could get closer.
Producer,
never, ever, ever.
Artist.
We could drop one of those evers.
Yeah.
That's a step in the right direction.
You know, there's discussions, you know, between producer and artist that are taking place. And we're working on some ideas for 2014 that could lend itself to some fun things to do on the show and to share with you. But we'll warn you far in advance and apologize. Maybe we should just apologize now. But it'll be fun, at least for us. So we'll leave it at that. All right, so Pup's coming on. And actually what he's excited about is he's going to be on this next adventure with us once again as we head out to Nevis. We have before we get on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures, we're heading to Nevis for a few days. So we're going to talk about that and obviously the liveaboard trip in Saba. And then after the trip, we're going to Dominica. So we're going to talk all about that and more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. But the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star. Dominica.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and the scuba cowboy, Pop Morris, is on the phone with us as well as we prepare for our little adventure. We'll go backward since, you know, we're going to end up in Dominica. Now, Pop, this will be your second time to the Nature Island. Am I correct? Or am I fat?
That is correct, buddy. Yeah.
So, are you excited or what? Let's start there and then I'll work.
I'm beyond excited. It's Dominica.
It's Dominica. It's the Nature Island. We go up there in the... in the mountains, the most, you know, what's weird, you know, in that little drop we just played before the song, it talks about Fiji. And I've said this many times on the show before, but Fiji and Dominica have a very similar vibe as far as the geography. Would you agree with me on that, Pop?
I would agree wholeheartedly. If you're looking for, you know, basically that Gilligan's Island kind of look, like really, really tropical, that's your two places right there.
I hate that the two of you have been to both Fiji and Dominica and can compare and contrast them, and I have been to neither.
But you can't really count Fiji because that's our birthday trip annually.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly. If you were only born on a different day, Bill. Actually, when's your birthday again? It's right around...
It's December the 11th.
Yeah, see?
Too close to Christmas.
That's all you have to do. That's right. See, yours is all mushed together with Christmas.
I didn't really get Christmas presents either.
Well, we took you to the Keys this year.
That's right.
I took myself to the Keys.
But you got to visit with us.
Yeah.
There was that. There was that. Yes, okay.
I dedicated that one song to you, remember?
Yes. Yeah, that was
Glad I'm Not Bill. That was the title of it, right?
Afternoon Delight. It was very strange.
That'd actually be a great song. Glad I'm Not Bill. Feel free to take that title and run with it there, Pop.
I like it.
Bill doesn't get to do anything, so Glad I'm Not Bill. There's a song there or something.
There might be. I think so.
Yeah. So, by the way, we've been how are you doing on that Carpe Vita song? We've been talking about that a little bit today. They've been
really well. I got a whole bunch of mixes actually coming Monday back to me. So I'm trying to polish off this whole new scuba album before we leave, because, of course, we leave in another 10 days or something. So.
That's right. It's not even 2 weeks.
It should be all in the bag by then and off to the press.
Now, you talked about this new scuba CD. Now, is this a whole new release altogether or what?
Oh, yeah.
So what is the...
Album number four.
So what's the working title of this one?
You know... I'm still kind of up in the air right now.
How about Glad I'm Not Bill?
I'm still kind of shooting around some ideas, so I'm always open.
Glad I'm Not Bill.
Glad I'm Not Bill.
That could be an album title.
Yeah, there could be something there.
I don't know.
Well, I was thinking about Divers Do It Deeper, but somebody said...
Yeah?
Man actually has an album with that name, so...
Actually, I think, yeah.
Or at least a song, so I thought, well, I have a song of that name, too. But, you know, of course, I don't want to compare it to his, but, you know, I'm sure they're both adequate in their own way.
Yeah.
But I didn't really want to use that as a title track if he has one of the same name.
Yeah, the Barefoot Man. I think he does, actually. Yeah.
I have another idea.
What?
There you go.
For an album title, how about Adequate in Its Own Way?
adequate in its own way.
He just said that about the two songs. He said they're both adequate in their own way. So maybe this, maybe that could be the title of your album, Adequate in Its Own Way. That is a title that will fly off the shelves.
Don't let Bill handle your marketing, whatever you do.
I'm sure, but I'm not sure if it goes with my themes, Bill. Think of the themes here. Just a Scuba Cowboy, okay, then we got Wet Dreams, and then we got Going Down. Now keep in that, you know, vein.
Ah.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Well, we can
How about Reverse Cowboy? And you just play the songs backwards. Is that more along the theme you're going for?
Leave that one alone.
You know what? That might be something for the liner notes. Yeah.
That might be. Yeah.
But you need a title for your new CD there, Pup. So maybe somebody listening can chime in with a suggestion.
That's what I'm saying. I'm always welcome to, for suggestions. And as I said, I'm still kind of playing with it. And honestly, Wet Dreams, I ended up writing that as the very last song on the album, and I wrote it like a day before I closed the album out. So you just never know. Right up till the end, I may change it. So I'm totally open.
Hmm. So the songs that are going to be on this CD, just run through some of the song titles real quick. What are some of the song titles that will be on this new CD? Or do you even have those?
Obviously, the Carpe Vitam.
Right. Carpe Vita.
Carpe Vita, rather.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a whole bunch of different ones. I got a song called Virgin Diver, which is really not what you're thinking, Bill. It's more about, a diver that didn't become a diver till they were older type thing. Because a lot of, people don't do it till they're a little bit older. They have the money to do it. You know what I'm saying?
40-year-old virgin diver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. My sister actually gave me the idea. She goes, because on her first couple of trips, she was a little bit nervous of going with divers till she realized, of course, we're the coolest people in the world to hang out with.
Yeah.
But she was thinking, all these young hard bodies and whatever hanging around. And she's going, yeah, but I got the money to go on the trip. So, it was kind of a whole thing.
And then Bub goes, hey, look at a picture of Greg and Bill and...
Really, are you intimidated? Come on. And then I told her the story about how the kid in Fiji threw up all over you, and then she was fine.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Exactly. I have so many stories about you that you bring such peace to people, I can't even tell you, Greg.
Hmm. Well, I've never really heard that before, that I bring peace to other folks.
I guess that they feel like somebody is actually worse off than them. So
if this moron can do it, I'm sure I can do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I've had that happen many times. Anyway, yeah, okay. So the Carpe Vita song will be on there. This Virgin Diver, a couple others. Give me a few.
I've got another great album title. How about Harder Than It Looks?
Harder Than It Looks.
Let's get that Wet Dreams thing working.
Yeah.
I see.
I don't know. We still need a diver connection to that one, Bill. How would you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to work on that. All right.
Is that a snorkel in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I don't know. No, what are some of the other songs, though?
Something like that, yeah. Get Wrecked.
Get Wrecked,
which is kind of a play on the whole, partying and, of course, diving the wrecks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's that?
Yeah, well, okay, that makes sense. I get it. Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, you follow where I'm heading on that one. And then I got another one called Drifting. And I hate to throw out too many names because...
Somebody
I always have more than I have album room for.
Oh, right,
and I
really
stick about 12 tracks on the album.
How about one? Getting Wrecked and Common Virgins.
Getting Wrecked on?
No, and.
What?
No. Getting Wrecked and Calming Virgins, because you're calming the virgin divers.
You're
no?
Calming.
I am not helping at all.
Not really.
I don't know where that goes. It's just lost.
Yeah. Yeah, but, well... Well, we'll come up with something, and
I promise you, as soon as I get the full absolute, I've decided here's the 12. I'll give you a holler.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
Well, no worries.
Of course, we'll give them a sneak peek on the show.
Yeah, on the show, and maybe some of the folks that we run into on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Saba.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them a little live preview of some of the tunes that are going to show up on the Scuba Cowboys next big
exactly.
release.
Exactly. I'm Diving Today. That's another one. I mean, they're all just kind of, you know, straight-up diving songs. You know that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about on the Scuba album. So.
Yeah. Well, you got to love it. And I know, well, you know, from our little adventure in Nevis and Saba and Dominica, heck, he's going to get enough material to write probably a double album after this little adventure we got planned.
Yeah, exactly. The Bug Hunter, that's another one, you know.
Oh, is that about me?
I can't divulge all the secrets,
man. Oh, okay.
I will tell everybody that the liver song is direct result of you.
Okay,
literally.
Yeah, yeah. Can I borrow
you said
your
that to me
liver?
In a bar. Can I borrow your liver, Pop?
Yeah.
True story.
Well, it happens. And he didn't give it up, by the way.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer. All right, so, you know, we're talking about a lot of things that are happening in the next couple weeks. It's hard not to get excited when we got such a big adventure that we've been looking forward to for, I don't know, a good 6 months. We planned this one out well. And I sold out, too, our little liveaboard trip.
I saw a report.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, one of these stories you see at the end of the year where they've laid off all the news people.
Right.
Or they've given them the time off, so they're pulling old garbage stories out.
Yeah.
But it said one of the keys that you can have to living a happier life is planning a vacation. It doesn't make you happier necessarily to go on a vacation, but the anticipation that you've got something coming up that's a big deal for you.
Right.
And the planning and the the steps you need to take to get to that vacation make you a happier person, happier even than going on the vacation. So in the future, couldn't you just tell me I'm going so I can at least plan on going on a vacation?
No.
Couldn't you do something for me? Couldn't you throw me a bone?
Bill, I tell you I'm going every time.
Yes, you do tell me you're going every time. That is absolutely true.
Wait, I maybe have I may have misunderstood you slightly.
Well, at least you're not inviting somebody else to go along with you. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Well, actually, we are. We did.
What the hell have you done?
Yeah. You know, Pup has been to Dominica once before, but Tiffany has not. So yeah. Mermaid Tiffany will be spending time in Dominica for the first time, as well as Nevis. But also joining us in Dominica for her first scuba radio adventure, or real trip, is going to be Mermaid that we had down there in the Keys and at DEMA. Callie?
Yeah. Mermaid Callie?
Mermaid Callaway.
Can Mermaid Callie spell scuba radio?
Well, I'm she can't spell her own name. She shortens it down to Callie, which is short for Callaway. Which, you know, eventually I'm going to get to this story. But every time I start thinking about asking her about her name, she gives me that stare that she did down there in Marathon. And she's
that was a pretty tough stare.
She's pretty scary.
Yeah, that's how she got to you, isn't it?
She what do you mean?
She stared at you until you invited her to come with.
It kind of was like a Zach Galifianakis type of look. You know, where they have a stare contest.
That is in no way a compliment to any woman you have ever met in your entire life.
Well,
no woman who said,
you saw
you know
that
what?
Stare.
I'm going for Zach Galifianakis.
Well, no, it's like mind control. Single. That's why, you know, he kind of acted like he had mind control. He could just look at you and peer into your brain. It was that look that Zach Galifianakis had in that movie where he did that, that Callie seems to have, tapped into. I don't know. It's creepy and intriguing at the same way. So we're going to have to wait and see. But we're going to bring her to Dominica and see how she functions there on the Spice Island. I have a feeling she's going to have a ball. She's a fun gal, accomplished diver. She's a instructor herself. Matter of fact, only reason she didn't come on the show today is that she's in training. She is actually cave dive training today. So we may get her on the air next week. If not next week, she'll definitely be on the show when we're in Dominica, and we'll capture her first time live on the radio. Diving.
I understand.
Yeah. So I mean, she's excited. So, yeah, she gets to go and you don't.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
So does that make you happier that you have something to look forward to, that we're going on a trip to a place like Dominica and Liveaboard and Saba and Explore Ventures and stuff like that?
No, it does not make me any happier.
But I do think you're right, because I do feel very happy right now.
Sure you do.
You know, it is. And you know, the great thing about doing this show is that we always have something to look forward to. So
by we, you mean you.
No. I invite you to go on every single one. You just always say no. Or use some excuse like, oh, I got a family and kids. And
yeah, I got a 4-year-old.
Bills I got
to
pay.
Like me to be gone for 10 days. Thank you.
Excuses, Bill.
Excuses. My passport's expired.
Yeah. Well, we have some. We do have a lot of adventures, kind of in the planning stages right now. So,
but I think every diver should take a valuable lesson from you and be happier by planning a dive trip.
Be happy. Go diving.
And they say that you can plan it, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months out, and you get that happiness. As long as you keep reminding yourself that you got this trip coming up.
True. I mean, I would agree with you. You know, and actually you have a tendency to get a little sad on the last day because you realize you got to go back to the real world.
Yes, and your real world is so devastatingly difficult.
Well, in my case, I always
working
make sure
4 hours a week.
I have something else to look forward to. Okay, I've been on the road for 2 weeks. I'm going home to face the real world. But then I'm going in again in like 3 weeks. So, you know, yeah, we'll have something.
Your life is
solidified.
Pretty tough. Is this what you envisioned back in whenever it was, 1947?
I totally planned this out to the T.
Yeah, this is exactly what you thought would be happening.
Yeah.
You're showing up every week in the abandoned office of a financial institution to do radio nationally.
Yeah, about diving, of all things. Yeah. Yeah, that was the master plan. And no, it wasn't. Now, if you would have told me that, you know, 16 plus year, well, it will be, we'll celebrate our 17th year on the air, April Fool's Day, which, by the way, I just realized last week that Scuba Radio and Fox celebrate the same startup time. Did you know that, Bill?
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised to learn that Fox News started on the 1st of April.
Well, no, they started, yeah, no. They started January 1,
okay,
so 4 months later.
Gotcha.
We kicked off our little goofy show, and here we are still doing our thing. They're doing their thing. I don't know if that's a sign of the apocalypse or what, but there you go.
I think you might be a little bit more successful.
You think?
I do, at least personally.
Okay, whatever you say, Mr. O'Reilly. All right, let's leave it at that. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good down, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.